Hello and welcome to the 100 Podcast. It's Ed and Charlie here with you. Hope you're well. Today we're kicking off our 100 team preview series for the 2023 season by looking at the Southern Brave women. Charlie, they've gone to the final twice. They've been a dominant force, but they still haven't won that trophy. This is going to be it for Charlotte Edwards' side. Can they get over that hump?
It's a very good question. It's funny because in many ways, the Southern Brave, obviously this season was the first year that the women's competition had the draft. And in many ways, the Southern Brave had the most to lose from this because they were such a dominant force along with the Oval Invincibles. They were the one team that didn't want this to happen. But despite all this, they have come out with a very strong side in theory. There is no reason why, on paper, this team could not be seriously competitive.
And look, you know, the Southern Brave were a dominant force last year and they have lost some key contributors, as we'll get to. Amanda Jade Wellington, Talia McGrath, no longer on the team. Those are big losses, but lots of talent. And let's start off with some of the strengths of this group, Charlie. And I think to begin, you have to look at that batting lineup. And I don't just mean the batting lineup at the top or the bottom or the middle or whatever. They are just packed. Danny Wyatt and Smriti Mandanna at the top of the order. Boucher, Adams in that middle order. And then a proper bomb squad, I would argue. Chloe Tryon, Freya Kemp, Maitland Brown. That batting lineup is stacked 1-7. And there's a bit of depth beyond that too.
Yeah, it's really strong. The top four is essentially the same as what we've seen from the Brave over the last couple of seasons with Mandanna, Wyatt, Boucher and Georgia Adams. They've lost Sophia Dunkley to Welsh Fire. That's a big loss. But with the draft mechanism, they were going to have to accept losing a handful of good players. And Dunkley, unfortunately, for them, was one of those players who has moved on. But irrespective of that, what you have in this batting lineup is a real blend of players who all know their roles, who all are going to fill very distinct roles. Of course, you have the wonderful opening pair of Mandanna and Wyatt at the left-hand, right-hand combination that's been so good for them over the last couple of years. I'm really excited personally by the bomb squad, as you said, the finishers here, the muscle and power of Tryon, Kemp and Brown, who we've got penciled in at 5, 6 and 7 respectively. These are players who all know how to hit a long ball, who can finish off a game and really take it away from you. They're all very, very good at whacking pace towards the back end of an innings. It's going to be very, very hard for teams to contain that. You know, just when you get through that top order and you think, all right, I'm into the lower order here, you've got Tryon, Kemp and Brown coming at you. That's going to be so hard to contain. And that's why I think this side is really exciting.
And they're well constructed as well. I think when you go through a T20 lineup, you want the batting order to feel like it flows to an extent. You've got the classy Mandanna at the top left-hander. Danny Wyatt's going to get after you. Maya Boucher's all class. George Rams, maybe more of that middle order player you can depend on to score runs. Bit of an anchor in the middle overs if you need. And then I just love Chloe Tryon. I think he's one of the most unique players on the franchise circuit in women's cricket. You know, a real powerful hitter, one of the best at it, hitting sixes, hitting boundaries. Just a really, really excellent player. And I think he's a big get for the Southern Brave. Freya Kemp also can definitely bat, not bowling as much this year, currently not fit to bowl. We'll get onto that in a moment, but good hitter there. And then Maitland Brown, who actually might float up above Freya Kemp, to be honest. Really exciting cricketer. If you haven't heard of her, plays for the Sydney Sixers over in the Women's Big Bash. Averaged 35 in the 2022 Women's Big Bash at a strike rate of over 160. That's before we get onto their seam bowling, which she also offers a great deal there. So that batting lineup, then you have Saran Smale as well, who's also, you know, a young, talented player, Anya Shrubsole, and can also handle the bat a little bit. So you've definitely got a well-constructed batting order. And then with the ball, you know, you're going to be disappointed to lose Talia McGrath and Amanda Jade Wellington. We will get onto that in a moment. But, you know, you have a quality couple of new ball bowlers in Lauren Bell and your Shrubsole. Maitland Brown, very good. 12 wickets at 17.57 in the 2022 Women's Big Bash. And hopefully Freya Kemp's fit to bowl. So you really like that seam bowling lineup, especially, and obviously this is very much dependent on her fitness, if Freya Kemp's available there with her left arm at a decent pace.
100%. I think both women's and men's Southern Brave sides have always had that really nice, strong seam attack. And this year on paper, again, it's no different. Freya Kemp, for me, will be a real point of difference for this side. If she's fit to bowl, she adds a serious bit of quality. And of course, a left arm angle that's so important. Maitland Brown also been bowling very, very well. She's a player I'm very fond of. I think if you haven't heard of her already, you will do soon, because there's a lot of quality within Maitland Brown's game. Anya Shrubsole as well is very important to this team. She brings so much experience, so much nous to this team. And Lauren Bell, of course, is an absolute gun. So yeah, on paper, that's a really strong seam attack.
And I think, you know, you look at that seam attack, and if it's fully fit, that can carry you. And I think the fitness of Freya Kemp is really important here, because I think the biggest loss to this team is Fia Dunkley's a fantastic player. And you know, Southern Brave were really sad to miss out on it, as is Tolly McGraw. I think the loss of Amanda Jade Wellington really is the big thing that stands out for me. And you know, a gun leggy, especially in the women's game, where you can find a genuine amount of game-changing leg spinners. You saw last year and the year before, Amanda Jade Wellington was for them, especially with the, you know, adding a little bit with the bat as well. This year, they don't have that leg spinner. Their spin attack is Danielle Gregory or Kalia Moore, depending on where they go. I think they'll probably go with Danielle Gregory. And then it's a little bit of Georgia Adams, who was fantastic last year. Chloe Tryon with the slow left armers. You know, you've got those spin options. And I think you like the extent to which you can match up with other teams. But you wonder if Freya Kemp isn't available to bowl. You've only got the three seamers, and then you're having to get, you know, 40 to 50 deliveries out of that spin attack. It's just not quite as excellent as it has been in previous years. I think if teams are looking for a weakness, that's probably it.
Yeah, it feels pretty harsh to call it a weakness, because this is clearly a very strong side, but I feel like the lack of leg spinner is probably the one area where, if you were to say, this team has taken a slight nosedive in quality compared to the last season of Southern Brave, it's probably there. I think I'm very fond of all the spinners they've got here. I think Kalia Moore might not play, but I think she's a player who have a lot of quality. I think she could be an interesting option for them. Danielle Gregory as well, I think, has a really big role to play for this team if she starts, because you'd say she's going to be the number one spinner in this team. There's quite a lot of responsibility that falls to her. So, you know, that could be a pivotal position in this team on more slow spinning tracks. It's an interesting thing, and I don't feel like it's an oversight. I feel like it's clearly something that they've thought about. This is the team that has a really, really high quality backroom staff. They know what they're doing. They don't just forget a leg spinner, right? They've thought this through and they've decided this is the team that we're going to go with. It's an interesting decision. I'm curious to see how it plays out, but I think they know what they're doing.
I do think they know what they're doing. And you are, I think, matching up well there. You have a lot of the options. Georgia Adams, Chloe Tryon, Danielle Gregory. I think they all offer something different. The real concern, in my opinion, is if Freya Kemp is in bowling, who's the middle overs wicket taker? That's the concern there. Shrubsole, Bell, you love that in the power play. A bit of Maitland Brown as well. Top and tail of the innings, you're fine. My concern is, who do you throw to the ball to if you need a wicket in the middle overs? I just don't think their spin attack offers that as well as I do think it matches up. So for me, the key is Freya Kemp's fitness. And if she can bowl, this side is roaring. If not, there are a couple of weaknesses that teams could exploit, but a very good side nonetheless. Before we get onto what we expect from this year, Charlie, for me, the player to watch, it's difficult with this side because I think we all know pretty much everything about all of these fantastic players. I am going to go with Lauren Bell. Obviously, you've seen her play for England. The wicket she's taken in this Ashes series has been fantastic. Tall, swings the ball a huge amount. I think especially in those early overs alongside Anya Shrubsole, if they can get teams 2, 3, even 4 down early doors, they can just blow the doors off in innings. And I think that's going to be absolutely key for them, because if you take early wickets against this batting lineup, I think you're in real trouble.
100%. I think Lauren Bell's game has really, really stepped up the last couple of seasons. She's arguably one of the more experienced cricketers in this seam attack now, which is interesting, because I think a few years ago you would have been very surprised if that was the case. But she's got so much quality and so much now. So that new ball is going to be a really important cricketer. I'd also like to shout out, perhaps flying a little under the radar in this team, Saren Smale, only 18, might not have a huge role to play in this team. obviously being very young and potentially having the option to slide down the order to around 8 or 9, depending on what they want to do. But obviously that bomb squad might float up a bit, but she's obviously been part of the under-19 setup with England, scored 94 a couple of weeks ago, actually, for versus the Central Sparks in the Rachel Hayhoe Flint Trophy. It's a different format, yes, but to be putting in those kind of performances at that age tells you that there's a player there with a lot of potential. This is 100% a team that has been built around locking in these high potential upside players. They're not going to be scared to give them a go in the starting lineup. I think if Saren Smell gets a go, there's every chance she puts in a real performance. So I'm definitely going to shout her out here.
Yeah, excellent player. And look, I think the Southern Braves side's really good again. For me, I see them as one of the top contenders. Maybe not a team that's going to win every single game until the final, as they have previously. But I think this is a top three team. I think we can expect to see them on finals day.
I'd be very surprised if they're not there. They're going to be top three. I'd be very, very surprised if they're not.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? But if you want to see what the other sides in the women's and men's competition look like, how they shape up to the Southern Braves side, well, we're going to have a team preview available for every single team over the next few days. Southern Brave women are our first. You can also, right now, listening to this, find the Southern Brave men's preview on this feed, and every single other team is coming up as well. All on the 100 podcast. Find us on Twitter at podcast 100 for more. But for now, thank you very much for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.